introduce me to the higher allowance, to the higher voyage, to the higher advantage. They're asking each of us to embrace our totality of claim. Now, again, what they mean by that is in English to embrace our multidimensional self. So as we will offer ourselves the rightful provisions, as we will offer ourselves a rightful status, what we're doing is we're easing ourselves into our betterment. In other words, we're easing ourselves into our full exclaim. Now, the energies that are coming to bring forth kindness. In other words, this is like specifically wherever we're still holding a charge against ourselves, where we're still in an impoverished consciousness in terms of past dictate, past follow through, what we did, what we didn't do. If we can remember that even though it seems like we're walking a linear life out, what we're really doing is assessing our true value. In other words, we're here to awaken consciousness, and we do that through our own awakening. So in truth, it's sort of like they're saying it matters not the timeline. What matters is where you come to recognize your true self. So it's sort of like you can recognize it here, there, or everywhere, but that's your entitlement. So as we come to our full inheritance, as we come to our full expansion of claim, like this is the purpose of our arrival. This is the purpose of our transference. So if every step you took, if every twist and turn enabled you to come to your true senses, in other words, to awaken to the beloved, to awaken to the Christ energies, to awaken to your holiness, then that's all that matters, because what we're doing is we're lighting up the grid, and we do that through our own establishment. So there's literally showing me like as if we were a janitor or whatever. It's like we're holding the keys. We're holding the keys to heaven's embrace. And so it's our time to afford ourselves the great expanse of treasure. In other words, to allow ourselves, to permit ourselves to move into the realm of possibilities. So the realm of possibilities is way beyond anything that we have perceived through the linear glance, through the linear exchange. The realm of possibilities takes us into a future adventure, because again, we're accessing more of our endowment, more of our freedom, more of our recognition of our true wealth. And so, excuse me, this is what we're entitled to. This is what we're learning how to recognize. So it's very important that we discharge the backward glance. Now, in English, the reason being, if we're still tossing and turning over what could have been or should have been, or I will, if only I had wished, well, then where is our focus? Our focus is back on the 3D, and it's in the past. It's like 10 pages back, or 20 pages back, or 100 pages back. But it's definitely not in the here and now, in the open. So this is why it's so like enticing, where the ego, it's like, oh, let's just go down memory lane. And so what happens is things get triggered in the present for our releasing. So they're showing me like the Two of Swords. So it's sort of like, what are you gonna do? So in each moment, we don't realize how clear cut this is. In each moment, we have opportunity to relieve ourselves of the past, to really, and remember the importance of that, because if you're journeying from the past, that you're, then you're staying with the old script, you're staying with the old alignment. Whereas if you release it, you surrender it, every step, every nook and cranny was profitable, was valuable, because it brought me to where I am now. It brought me to liberation. It brought me to freedom. So whether we had a clear karma, whether we simply had to find our way to the follow through, in other words, to follow, to come into the light, the more we can stay clear of fear, the more that we can release ourselves from past ventures. It promotes us to our heavenly claim. Now, of course, as we bring that compassion to self, it goes without saying, it's like we then offer that compassion, they're saying, to here and there. They're kind of being like Dr. Seuss, here and there and everywhere. But again, if we're still holding judgment towards self, well, we're going to walk around judging everyone else. And again, once we do that, the biggest problem is we shut the door to our own advancement. Because this is about receiving our higher self. This is about receiving our higher endowment. And so if we're shutting the door through the judgment, when we're still getting triggered, when we still haven't released ourselves from the past, well, there's this endowment, there's this offering, there's this arrival, and it's just sitting on the assembly line waiting to pick up. So imagine you got this package, and it's like, oh, she said she'd be here an hour ago, and she's still not here. Well, that would be us. That would be us, because we have packages that have arrived. They're literally like present in our energy fields, waiting for recognition. So no one can, here's the nice part, no one can take it from us. It's not going to spoil, it's not going to go away. On the other hand, we don't have the entitlement of its full advantage if we don't let go of past history. So again, when we come into 3D, when we come into this earth atmosphere, it's like we play a role. We're someone's daughter or son, we're someone's aunt, uncle, and so on and so forth. So we're playing a role. But the more that we can be, they're saying loosen, it's so funny, the expressions they use from my Falcon Habitat, the more that we can release the attachment to that, as we come onto good favor, as we open up to our highest advance. In other words, what we're doing is coming upon ourselves. We're coming to our awakened status. We're coming to our riches. We're coming to our good favor. We're coming to trust our truest claim. So we're each receiving good measure. I'm just looking at like language, like download and download. We're each receiving good measure. Now with these energies, come offerings, offerings for our betterment, offerings for our acquittal, offerings for our rightful status. So the more that we can bless all situations and really realize that they're all leading us to the new occurrence, this gives us our breakthrough. This gives us our entitlement. And so I literally see, I've got Lyrians, they just keep showing up for everyone these days. And when I say Lyrians, it's like I stretch out my arm to kind of take like a leap forward. And I'm doing this in wholeness. In other words, not me, myself, and I, the group and as a collective. But I put my little, I want to say paw, because it was my hand, but it's a paw. It's a paw. So again, we're opening up to our multidimensional self, which is not always human, because we're venturing out to our true capacity, to our true wealth, to our true attainment. So they're asking us to receive these energies because like equals like. Because as we will receive ourselves, as we will receive our true attainment, it's going to be much, much, much easier to keep releasing false intentions, false involvements. So in other words, we've all had this dream where we were attached to the dream. We really thought it was all real, because how would you know it isn't, that it's just dream material. And so the more that we can treat it with, like they're saying, like good exclaim, in other words, to realize it led us, it showed us, it involved us in energies that we needed to pass through. But the time has passed for our ascension, where we have opportunity for liftoff, we have opportunity for arrival. And so again, it's really understanding that like all roads lead to Rome. So it matters not what occurred. if there's anything where we still need to forgive, if we need to forgive ourselves, forgive others, release judgments, all that, they're saying it will trickle down. In other words, you'll receive the memo. And then as you do, it's about continuing to release, continuing to offer kindness, continuing to offer heaven's consent. Because as you will release and pardon yourself and others, forgive them for they know not what they do or did, you move into your entitlement. You move into your entitlement where you become one with your divine self, where you're led, where you're shown. So the energies that are coming through are bringing forth gifting. And we're all understanding that. Yeah, we're feeling the energies. We're starting to feel very telepathic. We're really understanding that we're all connected. We're all one. So you can imagine if you're judging a part of the one, you're really not getting away with anything. Same thing if you're still falling back in regret of the past, because it's sort of like you're still fighting. Like imagine like holiday presents are coming, Hanukkah, Christmas, whatever, and the presents are there, and it's like you're still fighting with an aspect of yourself, and here are some presents waiting for you. You'll never arrive. You'll never arrive at the goodies. You'll never arrive at the offerings. So this is about springing forward. This is about springing into our betterment. This is about allowing ourselves the gift of exchange. So it's really about our intention. It's about our desire. It's a little bit like, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Because according to the ego script, we can be busy with right all day long. The happiness comes from releasing duality. It comes from opening up to the higher cause, the higher intention. And so quite frankly, not only do our lives become blessed where we're led through our divine guidance, but as we hold that in secure standing, we bring that forth for all. So we want to understand like the like pivotal position that we're all standing in right now. In other words, we're all working with extraordinary opportunity, extraordinary gifting, and extraordinary power. So the question is how to use it. As you see the energies opening up to our betterment, to our forward exchange, in other words, to create our highest advantage, so that the global effect, the consensus of all, the collective, will open up and receive new approach, new ideas, new advancement. So that's what we're learning to do for ourselves. So as we do, we offer this advantage for all to recognize there's a better way and to be led there. So as we coincide with loveliness, as we coincide with heavenly glance, as we coincide with our true nature, we evolve. And that's the beauty of it, because no one can interfere with that which you're entitled to. They're saying conversely, no one can take the steps that are ordered except for you. So that's where they're saying we become hefty decision makers. In other words, literally, not to put any pressure, literally all day long, we are making a decision. Are we siding with love? Are we siding with our divine nature? Or are we siding with separation? Are we siding with limitation? Are we siding with victimhood? Is our mind still in the past? Are we still holding judgment? Or are we opening up to our best advantage? Now, we don't need to know what that is. When we open up to our best advantage, we simply say yes to our higher self, to our divine self. And that's how magic is made. That's how miracles come forth. Because we're willing to defer our conscious mind, our ego, our will to higher awareness, knowing that we're never separate from it, knowing it always has our best interest. That's what they're asking us to really discover and remember and commit to remember that our higher self, Holy Spirit, whatever words you want to fit in there, always knows where we're going, has our best interest, and is never wrong. I mean, it really sounds like a good deal. So it's about our affordability. In other words, it's coming into our true consent. So it's for us to they're saying like to step up to our advantage. Our advantage, meaning we're waking up from the dream. We're waking up from it's just a linear world and everything is what it is and oh well, good luck to you. We're learning how to step out in faith. We're learning how to step out with regular pleasure, meaning to like repeat button. Over and over, we remember our truth. We remember we're here to be love incarnate. And what we're doing is releasing all those places where we're not abiding with love. And again, opening to love's advantage. Now, love's advantage is when I had that paw and I was like leaping forward. Love's advantage will take you across the bridge. You get to a cliff, there's no way to get to the other side. Love's advantage will get you there. You don't need to know how. You just need to be willing to play the game. So they're showing me the Fool card where it's like you just walk off that cliff in faith. But you're not walking off that cliff in the singular. You're not doing it from memory. You're not doing it from the linear. You're doing it from praise and glory, meaning your multidimensional self. So when you're deferring your will, it's to your multidimensional self. It's not some outside force. It's not some master out there that's going to come save us. What we're doing is expanding our riches, expanding our endowment, bringing that consent into our form, bringing it into the here and now. So now we know why we have to be in the here and now. Because in order to receive this endowment, in order to receive those gifts that are waiting for us, we have to be in the present. We have to be open. Now, the more that we receive them and wish for all to receive as well, the faster we can claim our glory. Because when we receive it just for us, well, I want to get ahead, but you know, she wasn't very nice to me, so oh well. We're back to separation. Only for me, not as much for them. So we receive knowing that we're claiming this for all. And that means no exceptions. So that means if there's someone you're still like duking it out with in your mind, it's time to release. It's time to surrender. I don't understand. I still feel like I'm right, but I'm willing to know. So you don't have to lie. You don't want to lie to yourself, but you want to. They're saying love with liberal pleasure. You're willing to know truth. You're willing to see it another way. You are willing for all to come under the umbrella of healing. So as we receive this entitlement, as we receive these offerings, we do so with love's advantage. For all to receive their betterment, for all to receive their true knowing, for all to find the way home. And they're asking us to release bitterness. So this means like you still want someone to have punitive damages. You still want them to take the long way home, for them to receive grace. Now again, what we offer to another, comes back to us tenfold. So in essence, we're really guaranteeing our arrival. So as we will receive these offerings, we do so in recommendation of kindness to self. That means these energies are playing turnabout. In other words, they're releasing our belief in suffering. They're releasing our belief in that there was any error. As we choose to open up to love, as we choose to open up to grace, as we choose to open up to our divine inheritance, we do so welcoming everyone aboard. So as we receive these energies, allow yourselves to shift, to open up to the realm of miracles. Now, miracles are a shift in perspective. So that means what you can't accomplish in 3D, what you can't accomplish through sweat, through strain. As you shift in perspective, as you shift in frequency, can occur overnight. Because there's no time, they're saying there's no time where we're going. There's no time where we truly exist. Time is just of 3D. As we open up to our true destiny, as we open up to our true self, as we receive ourselves in our new frequency, where all is already one, then all that you need is already here, is already present. And we'll meet you where you recognize yourself to be. Let us pray. They're reminding us to be ourselves in the positive. So there's one or two where we're still working out some of those dust bunnies regarding perception of self. So if you can guarantee your arrival by simply embracing your wholeness and recognizing that you're stepping forth. In other words, the steps that you're taking and saying yes to grace and saying yes to your true self, it's like the more you can appreciate that arrival, the more you can see yourself in that positive exposure of what's occurring in the now moment. That's going to do a lot to override the past focus. So again, it's a matter of the action step of reframing your perception of self. To see with accuracy, to see with truth. And they're saying, you know, like give yourself like some good dosing. So it's like you may need to do that again and again and again. And that's fine. Because as you will keep it up, it's like it'll be a pressing endeavor. In other words, the energies will build and build and build until it'll start being your new habit. So you want to keep reminding yourself of your acquittal. You want to keep reminding yourself of your courage. You want to keep reminding yourself it's like free at last. Free at last, because you're freeing yourself and all brethren from the old standby, from the old illusion. And so as you claim that, it's like God knows your heart. Divinity knows your heart. As you claim that, those are the energies, those are the frequencies that are going to infiltrate your approach. because that's the new instruction. That's the new destination. So it's for each of us to take up our advantage, to really reprogram ourselves in the new awareness, in the new light, in the new focus, in the new involvement, and to proceed accordingly, because like equals like, and as we hold that frequency, that's what we offer. So it's like we're playing to win. We're playing to win. And here's my frequency. This is my key to admission. The frequency that you're aligning to again and again and again. So this is where grace comes in, where you need like 51%. You don't have to work as hard as you think, honest and true. But you got to take it up with everything you have, and grace will meet you. Grace will meet you. But you have to present an offering. It's not just going to come. It's not just like you just sit there and sunbathe and wait for it to drop. It is not going to happen. We have to make the offering. So it's not an offering of sacrifice. It's an offering of acknowledgement. How are you now perceiving yourself? And trying and effort goes a long way. This is not about perfectionism. This is about your intent. This is about your desire. I'm really struggling. I'm still holding that grudge. I'm aware of it. But I truly am ready for it to shift. I need help. That intention, that true desire, that's all spirit needs. But as they say, you can't fake out the universe. You cannot fake a frequency. It's got to be sincere. It's got to be sincere. So as we will seal this offering, we do so in recommendation for all to arrive, for all to follow in our holy footsteps, for all pain to be relieved, for all to know their truth. And so it is. So thank you for coming, sharing your focus, your intent, your love, your light. The light of this group, it's like just phenomenal. It's just so bright, so strong. If we could see our light, oh my gosh, we would never follow ego again. It's just so beautiful. So, oh my gosh, Serena. Hi, sweetheart. So thank you so much for attending. So much love to each of you. Let's see, tomorrow at 12 is our regular channeling group. And then we'll do that Wednesday night and Thursday night, and then Friday night we're back to the free attunement. Again, if you want to listen to any of those groups, you don't have a question, you don't want feedback, you're welcome to listen free of charge. Just click off when the question and answering begins, and or just write listening instead of your name, and but you're welcome to attend. So other than that, so much love. So nice to see everyone.
Bye, Nicole.
Bye, guys.